Political scientist Devron Bruce sees a need for Barbados to make some changes to its Public Accounts Committee, and he's been looking at this issue in a recent address to the Democratic Labour Party.
So, for instance, one of the weaknesses of the PAC is the ability to form a quorum. Forming a quorum on the PAC requires 7 government members, 5 oppositional members, and 1 senator. But if we were to look at the parliamentary composition of parliament over several years, in 1999, for instance, we didn't have 7 opposition members after that election, or rather 5. We did not have, after 2018 and 2022, 5 oppositional members. So forming a quorum becomes problematic. Additionally, the partisan composition of the PAC undermines accountability. And why do I say that? The partisan nature and the partisan composition of the PAC means that there's a lot of grandstanding. So the opposition leader will come there and grandstand because that is in their interest. The government members will come and grandstand because that is in their interest. So you have a situation where persons engage in back and forth politics rather than the purpose of the PAC, which is to effectively review government finance. And I'm sure many oppositional leaders will tell you the difficulties they've had in chairing the PAC, you know, government members refusing to show up, the obstruction that they might have faced, and just several difficulties that are created because of that partisan nature, which ultimately weakens the PAC. So what are my recommendations? I would recommend that the membership of the PAC be comprised of, in part, individuals drawn from outside of Parliament, because currently only parliamentarians sit on the PAC. So since the review of public finance is so important and complex, issues of accounting, issues of auditing and law, issues of procurement and technology and so on, the PAC should be comprised of individuals who have expertise in these areas, who have competencies in these areas. Because when we look at parliamentarians, they tend to have a very similar background, law. And that's a reality. But it goes beyond law. And the insight that you may need as a member on that committee to, again, investigate issues of procurement, to technology and auditing in those various areas may not exist in your parliamentary makeup. So a solution, therefore, would be for the president to select persons from outside of parliament to sit on the PAC so we can have one that's more functional and one that is in a better place to ensure accountability. Further, I know we'll get some hits for this one, but I would argue that the Public Accounts Committee should no longer be chaired by the opposition leader. And instead, the president should select an independent individual to oversee the Public Accounts Committee. Again, this is to avoid political grandstanding and overt biases that may exist. If you have an individual who comes in there without any select biases, a professional individual, competence and what's not, who's there to do a job, it's more likely that that job will be done as opposed to individuals who have partisan and selected interests. Regarding the composition, I would say that the president should receive 6 appointees, the government receives 4, and the opposition receives 3. So the president will have the plurality rather than the majority of the seats, or rather the placements on the PSC.
This has been Sagicor's Early Business.
Don't shortchange your retirement.
Your retirement might still be years away, but it's never too early to start saving towards it.
Let Sagicor use its 180 years of experience to help you develop a plan to get your money working as hard as you do.
Call your Sagicor advisor or visit Sagicor.com to learn how we can help you plan your retirement. Sagicor, wise financial thinking for life.